Or what if it's just that you like to watch the UFC? You like to watch the UFC so much that you start going to all their events and you start going and doing all this stuff, and then you find yourself at a church and you're a UFC groupie instead. That's not what God wants you to do, because you're spending too much time doing something different. Not that it's necessarily sinful. I'm not saying that everything that's fun is sinful, because that's not what I think. I think we can have fun. I think we can do fun things. But the point is that if it's putting wickedness before you, if it's taking up all your time with God, it's taking up all your time, you're staying at home, you know, trying to make videos of YouTube, how good you are at playing Modern Warfare 3 or whatever, instead of, you know, seeing how good you could do at church, seeing how you could be of service to the Lord, you got a real problem on your hands. And that's not proving all things. You're proving yourself wrong. You're proving wrong things. You're not holding fast to that which is good. You're holding fast to that which is wrong. Okay? So what's he say in verse 3? He says, "But Baruch the son of Neriah setteth thee against us for to deliver us into the hands of the Chaldeans, that they might put us to death and carry us away captives into Babylon." So what did they do? They blamed Jeremiah that he was a false preacher, and that someone else was sicking Jeremiah on them. Because when you don't want to hear something, you're just going to make any excuse you can. Okay? When you don't want to do something, you're going to make any excuse, and it doesn't matter what it is, even if it's true or not. Because you just want to be in your sin. Anyway, so good Christians will listen to good preaching, and they'll listen to the preaching of God's word, and they'll take it in, and they'll internalize it, and they'll make changes in their life. And it is here a little, there a little. You might not, maybe you've fallen asleep through half of my sermon already. You're thinking about what you want to try my wife's butter bean soup or whatever that she made. Or you're thinking about going to the Golden Corral. You're thinking about going somewhere else or going home or what you got to do later on. Well, I'll tell you what, you need to not despise prophesying. You need to listen to the preaching of God's word. You know, don't quench the spirit. Don't despise God's prophesying. Don't despise the preaching of God's word.